Let's have a talk to Tim Bridle. Now, you're from Grantham. Let's just recap on what this crazy thing that you're doing. You can tell us. What are you up to?
I set myself a challenge of running 10 kilometres every day throughout 2010 in aid of Cancer Research UK.
Now, we have spoken to you before, but let's just get a recap, because now we're on, what, your 243rd of the year?
Yeah, this is the 243rd consecutive day, and it marks two-thirds of the challenge so far.
Now, you've battled things like food poisoning, injury, snow. First of all, why?
Why? I've been wanting to do a challenge for quite a while, and some of my friends had done like a ride from London to Jag Roats, and I'd done a couple of runs on 10K as a bit of a charity, but it was like an inch that I wanted to scratch. I wanted to do quite a big challenge. I wanted to do something substantial, and I wasn't going to go on a bike, and I was watching Robson Green at the time when he was swimming, and I thought, I hate being cold, I'm not swimming anywhere. And then I just suddenly thought, well, I wouldn't do a marathon. I think whoever does a marathon is exceptional, because it's a massive feat. So I just came up with 10K, and maybe could you do it every day? And that's how it started.
I mean, you've just said, I think anyone who does a marathon, that's amazing, 26 miles. Hang on, you're running like six every single day for a year. That's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it's... it's quite a challenge. It's just something that give it a go, really.
Okay, so take us through some of the highs and the lows. Try and take us to those points when you've really thought, really elated, or the points where you've really thought about throwing the towel in.
The point where I felt like throwing it has been a couple of times. I've not always to think, oh yeah, it's easy to motivate yourself up and get up and do 10K after you've got a family to look after and still work to do is not easy at all. And the downsides have been, I think hopefully, winter's been the worst winter in 30 years, but there was what I call Black Ice Wednesday, which was where, the whole country had black ice and everybody was falling over. And I was up early running that day, and actually fell over while doing my run, and I had to complete it in the park just to keep away from the black ice. So that was quite a... because I injured myself on the knee, so I was retired to the gym for a month or so just to recover.
Oh, right. So that put a halt to things for a while, did it?
Yeah, I just suddenly thought, yeah, I've barely completed a month here and I've already injured myself on black ice. But the worst moment, completely, and... I do actually still get visions of it. Is having food poisoning. That was the real hardest and lowest point.
So did you still run with food poisoning?
Well, yeah, run's kind of a loose term on that one. It took me nearly 2 hours to get round.
But you still did it. You still had food poisoning and went out on your 10K.
Yeah. I just pardon the stubbornness and saying if I said I'm going to do something, I'll do it. And I went out and it seemed to be all right at the beginning of the run. And once I got to about 3K, and I was pretty much at the furthest point from my house, it was, oh, God, it really hit me hard. And it did. I mean, at the 9-kilometre mark, I was literally brought to tears, really. And then I said, oh, come on, please have to go and just finish this. And even my wife phoned and said, you've never been gone this long. Where are you? How are you? And that was the real low point.
You're doing all this for charity, aren't you?
Yeah, Cancer Research, which is really keen to my heart. I lost a couple of grandparents, and I know some friends, parents they've lost. So, yeah, I'm doing it for really all the cancers, really, is to solve this big thing that hits us, really.
So have you thought about next year's challenge?
Sleeping in, really. I know for the first day is going to definitely be no running. But
just imagine if you took all the time you spent running and used that time doing sleeping, you probably could do that.
Yeah. So the thing is, I can't just finish the challenge. I mean, somebody would normally consume in 30 days. I'm consuming in 12. That's how many calories I'm burning. So for me, just to suddenly stop exercising and have that habit of eating, I would just literally bloat out. So I've actually got to find a way of just an exit strategy and coming off this challenge, really.
It's all these things we don't think about. I'd never really thought of that. The hazards of stopping exercise.
Yeah.
Well, I'm no doubt we'll keep track of your progress, Tim. Thanks for giving us an update.